You remember a team we spoke about last week, a soccer team? Someone sent a text message through about a team that had the longest streak of consecutive losses in the Bundesliga in Germany. 31 losses in a row in one season. And the reason it came about in the news was there was a team that was going to beat that and get to 32 losses, but they were only doing it over two seasons. Unfortunately for that team, they won, or fortunately, however you want to look at it. Anyway, my next guest, he's a UK expat who moved to Berlin 10 years ago for a year. He's still there. His name is Jamie Gallant, and he joins me this morning. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, mate. Thank you so much for talking to us. Andy tells me you live in the shadow of the stadium.
Yeah, I'm about like 750 metres away, so it's pretty close.
Wow, so no excuse not to go to the games on the weekends or whenever they play.
Very much so. Very much so.
Fantastic.
Easy win for a Sunday afternoon.
How have they been going? Have they been winning lately?
Actually, this season we've played 9 games, I think, and we're top of the league, actually. But obviously, everything's been suspended for Corona, so
yes.
We're kind of waiting for the restart, hopefully in spring. We'll see.
Now, tell us about Tasmania Berlin, then. Tell us about the history. It came to our attention last week when someone sent us a text message telling us how this other team had nearly beaten their Tasmania Berlin's 31-game losing streak when they played the one and only time in the Bundesliga back in the 60s. And there were people like, you know, going along supporting that Southern team, making sure they were going to win and not lose so that Tasmania Berlin could have their record intact. But tell us a little bit about the history of the team.
So, I mean, the team's in originally inception around 1900s. And there seemed to be a few teams that had the Tasmania name during that period.
Wow.
The legend is that there were some people wanting to immigrate to Tasmania, and they were basically using it as a kind of crowdfunding type vibe. So they were just playing games of football.
Yeah.
And then I think they decided to stay, and then obviously kept the name.
And the rest is history. But and the team is still going now. What league are they in? Is it the fifth? Are they in like a fifth division or something?
Fifth league for the German league. Structure, if that kind of makes any sense. You get Bundesliga 1, 2, 3, and then you get Regionalliga, which is the league above us, and then you have the Oberliga. So we're in that currently.
That's great. Now, you obviously support the team. Is that your number one team that you support in Berlin?
Oh, it's my only Berlin team.
Fantastic. Have you ever been to Tasmania before?
I have not, no, unfortunately.
Okay. And have you met any, have there ever been people in the crowds who are from Tasmania? Because a lot of Tasmanians do travel to Germany. Have you come across any Tasmanians who've come to support the team?
Not personally, but I've heard rumours that they've met a few from some of the other fans in the crowd.
And what about some of the players in the team? Any famous players that have come through the ranks of Tasmania Berlin?
I believe Antonio Rudiger, who plays for Chelsea, trained at Tasmania during his younger years, shall we say.
Wow, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's it like when you go and support Tasmania Berlin then in the stands? Are there songs? Is it like watching, you know, my beloved Liverpool?
Oh, yeah.
There's
a little ultras group, if that kind of makes any sense, who are always chanting throughout the game.
Yeah.
A selection of maybe 5 or 6 songs, I'm aware of anyway.
Are they clean? Can you translate one of them for us?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, they're all very clean. I mean, it's like, you know, Neuköllner, which is basically the district that they live in,
yeah.
You know. So it's all about kind of the area and that kind of stuff. So,
well, Andy and I are quite interested in supporting Tasmania Berlin from afar. Now, obviously, they don't televise the games or anything, but they do sort of have a website. Is there somewhere where we can get hold of some merchandise? Do they do merchandise? Can you buy a Tasmania Berlin top?
They do. I mean, it's always been a bit difficult to get hold of, but they've started to ramp it up a bit in the last year because they've had a change in the chairmanship, if that kind of makes some sense, of the club, and they're being a bit more ambitious.
And especially these days with social media, there's no reason why they can't, because we're quite keen, and I probably should be delving with this live on air, but Andrew and I are quite keen to start a Tasmanian supporters branch of Tasmania Berlin.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, and you could be our man on the ground over there.
Well, they're very willing and how to help.
Now, game days, let's talk about what happens on game days then. What's the, like, the social sort of attitude around match day? You walk to the ground, do they have food stalls? Are there bands playing outside? Do they sell bratwurst sausages?
Yes, is the answer to that. They do sell bratwurst. They also sell sushuk, which is a Turkish sausage, because we're living in a very Turkish area, if that kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does, yeah. The Turkish province, yeah. Keep going.
And obviously on game day, I mean, I've seen the busiest, I guess, would be like 500, maybe, you know, a bit more than that, people turning up. But
yeah.
Usually it's around 300-400.
Yeah. And what would the ground hold, do you think?
It's 3,000 is the capacity.
Oh, wow, 3,000.
On the books. But, I mean, it's all surrounded, so it's kind of like a kind of pitched seating that is kind of steps. Mm-hmm. And then they have some dedicated seating areas. And, yeah, obviously, you know, there's some beer on sale as well, and it's all very relaxed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The players come out and chat to you afterwards. It's a very kind of community club, if that makes any sense.
It certainly does. Before I let you go, Jamie, do you remember, you have a favourite game or a memorable game of Tasmania Berlin in your 10 years of being over there and supporting?
Yes. I mean, I would say a couple of years ago, we got in very close in the Berlin Cup. And we went up to Dynamo Berlin, I believe, and we almost came very close to winning. I think it was like 2-2 in the end, but there were some very late goals and extra time involved.
Oh, man, what a day. What a day that would have been. Well, it's great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you so much for taking your time out. And look, Andy and I, we were already planning a trip over there. When we do, we will hunt you down and we'll go and catch a game.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great plan.